Welcome to the special postseason edition of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. And if you think I'm dressed up, where do you get a load of the other two? Guys, did you not get the memo that we were dressing up for the postseason?
Not really, no. I'm sorry.
No. When did we set this up? And I should be the one that it's dressed up because I won between the three of us in the regular season. So I should be the one dressed up.
I'm celebrating you.
Okay. That I can accept.
There's a lot of people to celebrate, actually. Let's go and talk about our private league winners, both for the round and for the season. Some big scores.
Okay, so for the round 38, the winner was once again coming from Greece. His name is Yoros Hadzopoulos, and he amounted 255.75 fantasy points, which is amazing. Congratulations, Yoros. And the private league winner is a little bit more difficult for me to pronounce because it's not from Greece, but I'll try to do my best and say it right. His name is Denis Bielobradits. And he amounted a total of 6,566 fantasy points. Congratulations, guys. You did a great job throughout the year. And it's intriguing because I don't remember Danny winning any of the separate rounds, but in the end, he was a winner.
He just needed to be consistently near the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of people in the luckily in the private league. But Frankie, we have good news from a friend, right?
That's right. Yeah, let's give a shout out to my neighbor and a friend of the podcast, Arla Weisberg, who not only was the round 38 overall winner with 276 points. That is nuts. But he finished third for the season.
Wow, that's amazing. I know he has more than three teams, more than six, and more than 12. But still,
that's right. The team that won round 38 is not the team that finished third overall. He does have multiple teams. With multiple themes.
He's damn good at this game. I mean, he's probably the biggest fantasy expert I know. So congratulations.
Yes. To him. And now it's time to look forward because that is all. Regular season is done. We've crowned our champions, right? And now it's time to put, it's the special postseason edition. That's why one of us is all dressed up. And we will have a postseason league, which could include very special prizes. Among them, an autograph from yours truly. Maybe dinner with Vasiliki.
No, we said that's off the table.
Why
do you keep bringing it up? I'm not going out with anyone.
Okay, dinner with Javier Gantero?
I'm up for it.
Okay.
I can eat.
So the league has been created, and we will share on all of our platforms on social media. Maybe even there'll be a graphic here afterwards so when you see our lineup, we'll put it in the YouTube so everyone will see. You gotta sign up quickly to get those points because turn one or the game one, the play-in showdown starts already Tuesday night. It's right around the corner. And that's the thing. You gotta start new teams, right? You wanna explain how it works, Coffee?
Yeah, well, you have three new teams. I mean, you can choose three teams. You go back to 100 credits, but the good news is that the players got a 20% discount on all of the prices, so there's a lot of bargains in the market. Of course, right now, there's only four teams available, which are Panathinaikos, Monaco, Zvezda, and Barca. You'll see players from other teams, but there's an option that you can filter players in the market. I would just try to use these four because everybody else won't get points because they're not playing this week. And we have new prizes, and the best one is that the winner of this new tournament will get two Final Four VIP tickets for the 2027 Final Four yet to be announced. So we'll see.
It's pretty exciting. So with that is our goal. Everyone wants to finish first. Now let's look ahead at next week's games or this week's games. So it all gets going on Tuesday night. We've got the play-in showdown. This first is the 7th and 8th place game. Actually, not first, but the 7th and 8th game to Panathinaikos and Monaco. The winner advances to the playoffs. They finish in 7th place, and they will play Valencia Basket. And then there is the other game, Barcelona against Zvezda. The loser of that game is eliminated. The winner of that game will play on Friday, the loser of the Panathinaikos-Monaco game. So we've got three games this week. Two games for the Fantasy Challenge already on Tuesday. And then the next round, Friday, will just be one game. Before we get to who our fantasy teams are, who do you like in the play-in challenge? We got to pick all three games.
Okay, I think Panathinaikos beats Monaco. I think Barca beats Zvezda. I think Barca beats Monaco. So Panathinaikos 7, Barca 8.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, I will go with having the first part. Vanna will win against Monaco and they will finish seventh. Red Star is gonna win over Barca, and then Monaco is gonna win over Red Star and get the eighth seed and play against Olympiacos once again in the playoffs.
Interesting. So I have a little bit different, but we overlap a little bit. I think Panathinaikos wins and advances from seventh place. I think that Barcelona beats Zvezda, and then Monaco beats Barcelona, and Monaco advances to face Olympiacos, which was a great series a few years ago.
Yeah, KD even showed up at
That's
Peace and
right.
Friendship Stadium, and I was there, and I was so starstruck. I couldn't believe my eyes.
They play in two Final Four semifinals also.
Yeah,
The first one, do you remember that third quarter by Monaco? They all scored only 2 points.
27-2.
Yeah, and then last season Monaco, well, got sports revenge and finally got to his first ever championship game, losing against Fenerbahce. So yeah, there's a little bit of tradition, a little bit of beef between both teams. So it's gonna be fun. If it happens, we'll see.
If it happens. So before we talk about the players, and we got, I'll just give a little bit of a tip. The easiest thing to do when you go and you're picking your teams, when you go, you sign in, you will see that all the teams, right now there are 10 teams still remaining in the postseason, so they will all appear. But if you click on just the T1 button on the top right, then you will only see the teams that are playing this week. It makes it easier to pick your teams. So keep that in mind if you're picking your teams right now. And now let's talk about what players, who are the must-have players? Is there a must-have player for you, Javi?
Yes, I think that the must-have player, like everybody, because the center position is a little bit weak, and Matías Lesor is playing better and better. So I think a lot of teams. I would be surprised if Matías Lesor is not the most owned player by the end of by the start of the round, let's say, because
So
he's.
he's the second most owned player right now, 69%. He only one of his teammates is owned more. I'm sure you can guess who, and we'll get to him
Yeah,
shortly.
it's pretty obvious that it's Kendrick Nunn. So.
Yeah, and I will say Lesor in his last four games with Panathinaikos against Monaco, or all of his games against Monaco with Panathinaikos, he's averaging 17.5 points, 8 rebounds, and 28.8 PAR. But there's a
Yeah.
caveat: Daniel Theiss did not play in any of those games. So this will be the
Wow.
first matchup, Lesor against Theiss. So I don't know if that causes you to think twice about Lesor, but I
Yeah.
do agree that he is the go-to guy at center,
Yeah.
unless you're a gambler.
Lesor was all Euro Cup with Monaco in 2021. They won the Euro Cup together, and then he didn't go to the Euro League with Monaco. So I think maybe there's a little bit of history between them.
But do we feel that Lesor is back to being the All EuroLeague of Lesor? Is he still hasn't gotten there yet, coming back from the injury? That's the
Oh.
question, because a lot of these stats, that includes the game around 34, but the other three games for him against Monaco are monster games. Is he
Yeah.
that monster player yet?
Not yet, but I'd say he's around 70% of what he was, and that's amazing given the time he was off the court, 13, 14 months that he hadn't played. He gets better and better game after game, and he's very crucial. Even though if he doesn't dunk and get the pass in the middle of the paint and dish it next or right, and there's a three, he got an assist. So still that amounts for his fantasy points. And I think at this point he's a no-brainer.
Well, if you are right and he's getting 70% of his average of 28.8 and they win, that's about 22 points from your center position. Not too bad.
Okay, not too bad.
I think most people will take that. All right, Vasiliki, who's the star that you say everyone has to have?
Okay. None, probably.
That's the easy
Yeah.
choice, yeah.
Yeah, that's the easy choice. I don't know. Like at this point, Panathinaikos had a very easy win against Anadolu Efes, and None had already 18 points. He needed 33 to surpass Sasha Vezenkov and get the Alfonso Ford Trophy by the end of the regular season. But Ataman decided to get him out of the game with 12 minutes and 30 seconds. And if he stayed in, he could have easily gotten the record. Like the game was up 30 points. He could get all the shots and beat that. But the team and him and the coach decided that it was better for him to get a little bit more rest so he can be ready for the play-in and playoffs.
Yeah, well, he
So,
tweaked his back earlier in the week, correct? And
yeah, but
also,
and there was no pain. Like he played regularly, there was no issue. On that end, it was just a decision. We need to protect you so you can be healthy and play the most important games. This record doesn't mean anything at this point because we need team success first. So I think. And
so do you want to guess in Nun's last five games against Monaco how many points he's averaged?
I remember a game and he was mic'd up and there was a great beef with him and Spanulli saying that I will get over you if I was playing against you like that. And he had like 38 points and he played 39 minutes and 40 seconds. And Ataman said, I rested him for 20 seconds. What are you talking about?
So now, yeah,
I want to say something. Is shout out to Kendrick Nunn for having five assists in the first half of against Efes. That proves that he wasn't really going against the record for the record.
Yeah,
he was trying to make his team win because the first half was really balanced. So, and also we are overlooking the way Kostas Lucas is playing. I think he's playing some of the best basketball in his career. Like
yes,
dominates the game like never before, and that's all adds up to Panathinaikos' chances to win the play-in, go to the playoffs, and. Who knows? Maybe go to the Final Four.
So what I like about looking at these two games that we're going to have on Tuesday night, there's a lot of overlap. A lot of players are there year over year, so you can sort of take a look. So when I say that Nunn has averaged 26.4 points in the last game against Monaco, it's not like, oh, well, now all of a sudden Monaco has a new defensive stopper. No, he's played against Diallo. He's played against Strezel. They haven't managed to stop him. He's been absolutely nuts. And this is famous EuroLeague TV announcer Liam Kennedy, who used to call this the money on the table moment, right? Or the check on the table, right? They come, they bring the waiter brings you the check, and now are you going to pay? We know that Nunn can handle these moments, and we know that there's nobody in Monaco at least one on one who can stop him. Now the only question is, can Markushvili? Because that's the only place guy he hasn't really faced, right? Or maybe they did even in the previous.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, they did. Okay, yes. So then there's nobody. So I think that we should all be in a Nunn who's owned on right now 71% of teams, and I think for good reason.
We're talking too much about Panathinaikos and Monaco. What about the other game, guys? Do you think that is there any player that we should pick in the game between Barca and Zvezda?
Yeah, so I will give you somebody who is not picked so high, at least not yet. Will Clyburn this year. And he's a guy who's been around and he's gotten some big wins. He's a champion, all EuroLeague player in the past. This year he's averaged 20 points and a PR of 19 in two games against Zvezda. Last season he had a monster 19-point, 12-rebound, 38 PIR game with Virtus against Zvezda. I don't know that who all of a sudden Zvezda is going to be the guy that shuts him down. Zvezda's got some new players who are there who can score and do a lot of things. But is there somebody who's a defensive stopper that's going to shut down Will Clyburn? All of a sudden that hasn't yet. I don't see it happening. So I do like
Nikola Kalinic.
He was there for those games though.
Yeah, I know. But he's
saying somebody new.
On paper, he's the one that should be guarding Clyburn.
That
right?
Matchup has gone in Clyburn's favor so far.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, right? This is not a hypothetical. We've never seen these guys play against each other before. They have played against each other many times. The last few times it's gone Clyburn's way. So I like Clyburn, and he is relatively cheap. He's less than 10 credits right now with the discounts.
And I can tell you, he was the only Barca player that I felt comfortable about having on my team. I was starting building my team and I realized I don't have no one from Barcelona. Who should I get? And he was the only one that I felt that was the go-to guy right now. Maybe Panther can have a great game, but in the last 10 games, he had two minus PIR games and four single-digit PIR. So I don't feel very comfortable with his form right now.
I like Toko Shengelia, and I like especially Jan Vesely. Very cheap option at center, backup center. Okay, everybody's going to get Lesor most probably, but Vesely could be a good second center to have on the bench. I mean, and if a Partizan-born player like Vesely doesn't motivate against Zvezda, what's left in the world, right? So, I think Vesely could be a good choice, would say.
A lot more people are going for Izundo than going for Vesely. Mm.
And also Red Star has many more options at the center position to detain Vesely or get his fouls early on, and then who's going to step in his toes? I don't know.
So let me ask you about a couple of the guards who are heavily owned, who we have not mentioned yet. There's Mike James and there's Cody Miller-McIntyre. What are your thoughts on them?
I like them both. I have them on my team.
Right.
I think I have Mike, but not Cody. But no, I still actually I mean, I like Mike James. He's playing better. I think he seems to be already in shape and in the perfect mood to go to a do or die game like this. Miller McIntyre, okay, he has a higher floor probably, but I don't know. With so many options like Okobo, like Mike James, like none, I cannot afford them all, so I left him out.
So I think you're going to see, at least percentage-wise, what we're seeing with ownership, you're going to see teams going with the star guards. I know I've got none. I've got Mike James. I've got Miller McIntyre. A lot of guys are going to go with the same coaches. We'll get that later. A lot of guys are going to go for the sort. And what's going to change and make the difference here is who can get that fourth guard, who can be an impact player, or who's going to find the forwards that knock it out. And there's not a lot of overlap in who's getting no forward is owned to over 50%. And I do think that a lot of my guess is what I'm seeing along the lines of who is owned. We're seeing a lot of the Zvezda fans who are just taking the Zvezda players no matter what. A lot of the Panathinaikos fans who are taking the Panathinaikos players no matter what. And then I'm trying to figure out where the best value is. Forward is tricky, though, because you've got Moneke who could go off for a big game. We've got Nawara who could have a big game. We've got Kleiberg who is already endorsed. We've got Nigel Hayes-Davis. Who stands out for you at forward?
I like Chima. I think this is a moment of truth for him, do or die game. He went to the playoffs with Baskonia 2 years ago, but couldn't make it to the Final Four. He made it to the Final Four with Monaco, but not with a big role. I think this is his moment right here, right now. And I mean, I expect good things from him. That's my main option at forward, him.
I will go with Deron Blossom game. And I'll tell you why. In the seven games he has played without Nikola Mirotic, who is injured and he's not expected to play against Panathinaikos, his average goes from 9.1 fantasy games to 19.7 fantasy games. And that's all I need to know for him to be on my team right now. He is coming from a career night. He scored 30 points against Hapoel. He played with all the confidence in the world, and I like him a lot.
I'm so glad that you brought him up because he's a player that we should be discussing and people should be considering him, and he deserves his flowers. I'm going to give you the counterpoint. He is not on my team because I don't think he's going to have that offensive type of game against Panathinaikos. I think he's going to be much more involved as an effort guy, a defensive guy, trying to slow down Nigel Hayes-Davis. And I don't think we're going to see the offensive numbers, which is what's given him a nice PIR. And that's why I moved away. But if you disagree with me and you think there's great value there. He's a player that I think people should consider. And I did consider. I just decided to go in the other direction.
Which is?
Oh, you'll get to my team later.
Okay.
For teams, so many options. We haven't talked about Juancho. We haven't talked about Osman.
That's right. There's a lot. Look, when you're going deep on four teams, there's a lot of players out there. It is. But we're going to get to our teams first. Before we get to our teams, before we talk about the players we're going to trade, we can talk about the Panini cards that we can trade. Now, we're doing another giveaway, guys. You know, I've been entering every way. This is all I want. I want to win this. Whether I can or not doesn't matter, but I want to. And I every day I go to the QR code, I have it saved on my phone, and I click it and I enter. And there's well over 8,000 entries already. If you wanted to win the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast giveaway for Panini Contenders EuroLeague Trading Card Box, we're giving one away every week. So scan, join, and now Javi's going to show you what you could win.
Yeah, each box has four packs, and each pack has 12 cards, and each box has two autographs. We already got one by Matthias de Sort, so we have two packs left, and one of them is going to have an autograph. Will it be this one? We'll see right now.
Yes, it will be this one, I predict.
Okay, let's see. It's 12 cards, so it's going to take a little while. We have Toko Shengelia. We talked about him.
Yes.
Okay.
We have Printethis here.
Nice one. Is it from the year they won the EuroLeague in Istanbul? I think it is.
Not really. It's a season ticket.
Okay.
This is Georgios Papagiannis. Get well soon, Georgios. Mm-hmm. We have Theo Papaloukas here.
Okay, a lot of Greek guys.
Yeah, very
three in a row.
Here. Yeah, we got Jalen Horde here. This I'm going to say for Frankie.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it is. Also, we have something it says, this is about Maccabi 2014. This is also...
That's definitely cool. For Javi, for Frankie.
We have a cartoon one with Rudy Fernandez. This I'm keeping.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nikola Mirotic. I'm trying to see if we have an autograph or not. But so far, no. Mike James, nothing is also numbered, but three more. Nando de Colo.
Wow.
Here, it's a lot of good stuff. We have Johannes Bootman. And finally, who's this? Okay, it's Elia Sova.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
So right, just so like that's... I predicted, no autograph, and the autograph will be next week.
Exactly. Next week we have an autograph.
Like, you can't replay the video and say that you predicted otherwise. That would be crazy.
I'm trying to see. No, the Mirotic one is limited edition to 199. And that's about it, really.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We'll keep in them. Like I said, Frankie, the Maccabi ones, and then some I'll give it to you when I see you.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. And then we could do our trades, just like we're going to do our trades now for our teams. They're not really trades because we're starting unlimited, but still, let's look at our teams for the playing showdown. Now, by the way, the bonus here for the playing showdown and the postseason that you get to choose new names, and hopefully everyone is going to come with new creative names. Bonus, you get bonus points, of course, if you have Frankie in your name. So my team name is the Frankie and the Furious, which is a pretty good name, I think. I like it. And as always, it's got all my superstars.
It shows your two personalities also. Nice.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so I will give you a rundown of the team that everyone's been waiting for. And there's no turn two here. So basically, it's you're going six starters and then four guys on the bench. So my starters are going to be Lesor. A forward, like I said, Clyburn. And Jordan Nwora is my other starter at forward. I have a good feeling about Nwora. And I'm going with the three guards. I currently have Miller McIntyre listed as my sixth man, but it doesn't matter. And then Mike James and Nunn as my starters. We'll get to coach later. My captain is going to be Kendrick Nunn. And on the bench, I have two Zvezda guys. These guys are getting 50% of their points, but still. So I've got Kalinic, and I've got Ojale, and then I've got Eliakobo, who I like a lot, but I just couldn't find him a place in the starting lineup. And I'm also going to go with Kenneth Faried. It's a little bit of insurance there in case Lesor doesn't have a big game. Then I think that Faried will. So that's the 10 I'm going with. I'm open to your feedback.
Two centers from the same team, it's a lot, I think.
It's like, kind of like a little bit of insurance here. I mean, I understand, but there's not another center that I look at and I say, oh, that guy also.
Yeah.
And then there's any Zvezda center, you're taking a risk because they're so deep at center that anyone else can get the numbers. I did risk that once with Jacio Rivera and had a very good week. 6.7 credits. I got like 15 play IR. I was happy with that, but it's a risk that I don't want to take here in the playoffs. They're so deep. I don't know that I have a great feeling about Daniel Theis or Kavarius Hayes right here. I don't know that I have a great feeling about any of the Barca centers, and they're more expensive. So that's why I went this way. It's a calculated risk. I accept the feedback, but I felt that it was worth it in this situation, considering that the risk is minimized anyway by the fact that it's my backup center.
Yeah, and all are playing in the same day, so
that's right.
You can't make any changes.
Correct.
Yeah. My prediction is that Nunn is going to be like the captain of like 50% of the teams, or at least 40% of the teams. So if somebody aces the guy who's going to play better than him and puts in captain, he's going to have a big advantage.
100% true. But the thing is, there's a reason that some people are going to have none. I mean,
I'm saying that because maybe Nwora will be that guy. And if you put Nwora as a captain, you'll have a big advantage. It's a risk, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not taking risks for the sake of taking risks. I've spelled out all the reasons that I think that none is the go-to guy. And if none is the MVP, then I'm in good shape. So that's what I... That's what I like. All right, Javi, tell us your team name.
Okay, it's a tribute to you, both of you guys. It's called Frankie Leaky.
I like it.
It's the best name ever. The best name ever.
All the combinations I could make with your name and soon names. I know Shaka Mutha didn't like it. So I thought Frankie Leaky was the only thing that made sense. So yeah, for the podcast.
You know what? I think what we need to get for the next episode, we need to get a logo, the Frankie Leaky logo.
Yeah. Or maybe even for this episode.
I don't know if there's a picture of you two that we took in the first episode that is just the two of you, but that would be the base of the logo, you know?
Maybe AI can just combine us into one.
All right. Well, you're the AI expert between the two of us, so please do it. So, yeah, I'm going with Lesor also. I'm going with Kendrick Nunn. I also put Okobo, Moneke, Şengelya, who I really believe. I think he's a character guy, and these do-or-die games are for people like him, so... This is why my, let's say, my different player in this lineup is Şengelya. And then I have Mike James. But then when I heard about what Vasiliki said about the Lawson game, I'm thinking on trading for him. We'll see. That way, Mike James would be out. On the bench, I have Strassel, Kavarius Hayes, because I couldn't afford anybody else, Rokavopoulos, and Miles Kell, 2-4 credit guys. So that's my team. I'm putting everything on the starting six, let's say, and then coach will talk about it later. Thoughts?
I mean, that is, we're all doing that. Everything is on the starting six. It's just bonus points, really, from the bench. But yeah, that it's... I wouldn't advise anybody to save credits for the bench. I took the six players I liked, and then I was able to fill in the bench.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. But then, okay, Şengeli is a risk, but I mean, I'm a big fan of Şengeli, and I think he always delivers in games like this. So let's see if I'm right or not.
We will see soon.
Yep.
I say Rogovopoulos can be a difference maker for the benches. Now with a price deduction, he only costs 4 credits. He's coming from a career night. He had 24 points. That's his best score in the EuroLeague, not only with Panathinaikos, but with Baskonia as well. And I think he has gained the trust of Adaman. And he was absent for 5 games with an injury. And he comes back and scores 24 points. And he can also play defense. So I think at this part of the season, that's crucial as well. A wise choice there.
So I think that's the guys. This is another guy. Look, I think we all consider the same players because we're talking about teams, right? It's basically 50 players all together that you can consider. So we all considered all the same guys. I considered him. My fear was, has he in fact really gained that confidence, or was that the one just giving minutes in a game that was a blowout to try and get him into shape? But now come a do or die game, and this is a do or die game. And if they lose, then well, it's not a do-or-die game because they lose the play again on Friday. But still, it's like a semifinal then.
Yes.
Almost. Can you trust him? Will he trust him? And that was where my fear was. What if he's just not going to be in the rotation for that? Because he's not – he's feeding him the minutes last week to get him closer, to be able to use him in a series. But in this kind of game, he's going to get those minutes. That's why I stayed away and went with guys on – forwards on my bench who – two forwards from Zvezda, who I think will get minutes, and that's the question mark here. But I like what you say. If we think that he's going to see minutes, if he's in the rotation for 4 credits on the bench, very little to lose. That's a player to go after.
Yeah, if it was a game that we had turns and you could probably need to use him in the starting lineup at the second day of the round, it will be tricky. But now it's like a minimal gamble. He only costs 4 credits. So
30% of owners have him right now. I would imagine almost all of them are Panathinaikos fans.
Probably, yes. Probably, yes.
Not me, though.
True.
You're not a Panathinaikos fan? Guys, you heard that?
Yeah.
So...
you know what that team is, and it's in the third Spanish division. So
yes, true. So
Cajasol, please. Cajasol is in the past.
Oh, that's true. Yes,
true. It's like calling Anadolu FSF as Pilsen or something like that.
Exactly.
Baskonia, exactly. Laboral Kutsa or something like that.
Or Tau, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right, Vasiliki, what is your team name?
It's the same as it was in the regular season.
Come on, man.
It worked out well for me. I beat both of you. So
you didn't get dressed up. Look, you didn't change your team name. What are you even doing out here?
I'm sticking to my routine. That's what good players do.
Beating us doesn't give you a medal of honor, really. I mean, it's not like we are the best fantasy players in the world. So anyway.
I don't care. It's a win in my books.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, in my starting lineup, I have Matthias Lechor. I have Will Clyburn, Jerome Blossom game at forwards. I have Mike James and Kendrick Nunn, and my sixth player is Cody Miller-McIntyre. So on my bench, I have my favorite of all times, Matt Strazel, Nikos Rogovopoulos, and Ognjen Dobrić with Izundu as my backup center. I don't know. I might elevate Dobrić to something else, but I think, like, I remember a game I had him. He only cost 4 credits, and he gave me 18 fantasy points out of nowhere. Because it was a crucial game for Red Star, and you know, these type of players know how to play this type of games. So maybe it's a wild card for me, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure he's staying there.
I will just say for the record, for everybody who's out there going with that theme, it's a nice theme to think, oh, this guy knows how to play big games.
Yeah.
What's really true is that the coaches know that they can trust certain players in big games and in big moments. But to trust that player doesn't mean to put up a big PIR. I mean, to trust to go out and help the team win. So
yeah, true.
I don't know how I feel about that. I went with Kalinic here as one of my guys on the bench because I figured he's going to get the minutes, and that gives him the opportunity to produce something. And as I've always said, minutes is really the currency in fantasy. So that's and that's why I went for all four of the guys on the bench, guys. Yeah. Who I feel can play a minimum of 15 minutes and probably, with the exception of Fareed, close to 20, if not more than 20. And Fareed's just going to play him and Lasort together at 40 minutes is what I expect.
Yeah.
So anybody who you're seeing on your bench who you don't think is going to get big minutes, that's questionable. Even when you're going down to four credits, I think that there's people there between four and five. A couple guys. I mean, Kalinic, 5 credits, and I expect them to play close to 20 minutes.
Yeah, but none of you has Strazel, right?
I went Okobo. I had the same first 3 guards as you, and then it was a question of Okobo or Strazel, and I felt that I wanted to go with Okobo here.
I have a Strazel. I couldn't get Cavaliere, my favorite fantasy player. So
she's eliminated, so yeah.
Leo, if you're watching this, send me a jersey. I've been promoting you all season. Come on, man.
All right, so now the debate that remains is head coaches. I'm always scared, so I have to have Vasilki go first.
Is it really a debate? We all said Panathinaikos is going to win the first game, so the logical option here is Coach Adamon. I don't know. Is this a debate?
It is not. I have Adamon with for that price. It's unbeatable, I think.
Well, I'm glad that there's another option here, and I have Coach Pascual.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. That's more of a risky game, I'd say.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the reason maybe to go with Ataman is if you see they're going to win by more than 10 and it's a clear blowout. But I don't discount Monaco. I mean, I think Panathinaikos is the favorite, but I absolutely don't discount Monaco. And I can see a scenario where Monaco pulls it out. I think all the games are pretty clear here. I just, my instinct told me that the more sure game right here is Barcelona. I could be talked out of it. I could talk myself out of it. I'll tell you this. It's been over a month since Zvezda beat a team with a winning record. That was Fenerbahce around 31. This year, Zvezda is 2-7 on the road against other top 10 teams. So that's a good reason to go for Barca.
Game is different because it's probably do or die game.
Barca's 3-6 at home against top 10 teams.
That's not good.
Yeah, but I mean, I respect your decision because, like I said, I think Barcelona not only will win this, but the next one, whoever they play. So
now, Monaco, just be aware, Monaco has won 3 in a row and 6 of 8. They're coming in great shape, but they've lost 6 of their last 7 road games.
Yeah.
Panathinaikos won 4 straight road games. Three of those against top 10 teams, and one of those was Monaco. So I get all the reasons why anyone go with Ataman. I respect it, but I just was not comfortable right now picking against Monaco. I see that game potentially being much closer, and I kind of have a feeling about Pascual getting this Barcelona team to rise up, and that's where I'm going.
Interesting. That can be a difference maker because at the end of the day, like the choices are very limited. So having the coach that will give you a better score can help you a lot.
Now, Ataman's at 58%. I mean, nobody else is at 20. That's where everybody's going. I get it. I don't think it's a bad choice. But this certainly also leaves me alive to be, if the Panathinaikos loses, to be able to blame it on Vasiliki. So.
Okay.
All right. Vasiliki, do you know what time it is now?
Yes. And once again, don't ever try to impersonate me, Javi. Why? You did a terrible job.
People said it was cool. I don't know.
No. They lied to you. You can say it with my own voice. I have a very high-pitched voice. I can like lower and up the volume pretty easily. Like we can practice together if you want, but until then, don't try to do
that. Okay. So please go ahead.
Wait, so does that mean, Vasilik, that my singing was better than Javi's impersonation?
No. Sorry. I have to be brutally honest here. Okay. But it's time for Get Future, Get Rewarded.
That's right. This is my favorite part of the show, where fans send in comments, questions, whatever, and we react on the spot without knowing what's coming. So we're going to start off. Javi, your question comes from one Goran Nujic, or Nujic, and he's got a bold prediction, which is that Zvezda wins, goes to the playoffs, which means they're going to have to win two games, right? They'll win on, they'll beat Barcelona, and they'll beat the loser of the other game. Then they'll play Valencia.
No, wait, Olympiacos.
They will put, oh, so they can't. So coming, a little bit off. He predicts if Zvezda goes to the playoffs, maybe it's a separate prediction. The separate prediction, they might be Valencia wins the EuroLeague. And Montero becomes the Final Four MVP. And then he goes on to play in the NCAA.
No.
Wow.
Let's go backwards. First, Montero has said that he wants to stay in Europe. I think he's going to pay enough. I mean, he's going to get a good contract in Europe, whether it's in Valencia or anywhere else. I mean, he's not going. I think... I mean, the spirit of what the NCAA is, like, you cannot get a EuroLeague superstar and then you bring it to college. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? So let's hope that for the sake of the EuroLeague and what's good in basketball, Montero stays. Valencia winning the EuroLeague, unlikely, but probable. We'll see. It's going to be...
Unlikely, but probable? Is that what you
Yeah, unluckily, but there's a possibility. Like, they have the home court advantage in the playoffs, so they will be favorites in their series.
Yeah.
Not many teams, though, go to the Final Four and win, like, on the spot. I think the last team that did it, I don't know who it was, but I was thinking Maccabi 2014, but they had some players like Panini, like Blue, who already had a championship experience. So I would say... I see Valencia in the Final Four, yes. Do I see them winning the whole thing? Not really. And then Zvezda going to the playoffs. They had to win two games on the road. I'm going to say I don't see it.
I think the last team, maybe, if I'm not mistaken, to go first time to the Final Four and win it might be Split.
Might be Žalgiris.
Might be Žalgiris.
Yeah.
That was more recent. That was 99, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it doesn't happen. Like, you go to the Final Four, you lose, and then you learn, and then you come back and win. That's how it goes.
All right. Good call. All right, Vasiliki, you ready for yours?
Yes.
It's from Matteo Biffi. And in case you didn't know, I know this because I saw this on Instagram. He came in first in Italy, the top.
Wow. Congratulations, Matteo.
So he says, thanks for advice. I came in first in Italy, so amazing result. I think he means to all of us, not just to you, Vasily.
Yeah, probably.
Right? And he wants to know who will win the play-in and who will be the MVP for these three games.
Okay. I said that Panathinaikos will win, and I also said that, what did I say? Red Star or Barcelona? No, I said Monaco. Monaco will get the other spot at the end of the play-in. Who's going to be the MVP? Mike James.
Mm, okay. Nice. Interesting.
That's a good pick. I like
yes.
it. All right. Javi, you want to give your MVP pick?
MVP pick, I'm going with, I have him as a captain. And if they win, it's going to be, I'm going with Kendrick Nunn.
I agree. That's what I got also.
But he will play one game if they win. So
Matter. Doesn't matter if they win and he's at the ISPR, he's the MVP they're playing, right?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, here's my question. It's from Ali Sinchan. Hey, Ali. If you could step into be a head coach of any EuroLeague team right now, which team would it be? And what's the first fantasy breaking rotation change you would make? Well, that is a good question.
Yeah.
What team would it be? I mean, probably Olympiacos, just because they're in first place and it gives me the best chance to immediately be the EuroLeague champion.
True.
What would I, if I was Olympiacos coach, what would I make to change fantasy? That's interesting. I think I might try and find more minutes for Alec Peters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But that means less minutes for Sasa.
I would just choose one center and give him 35 minutes. All right. Well, if you guys too want to join the party, join the fun, send some questions, you can scan the QR code, which should be up here in a second. Send us your favorite EuroLeague stories, ask us questions, fantasy tips, whatever you want, scan it, and we will, every month, we among the people, we give a EuroLeague TV subscription. I believe that's the prize every month, so it's pretty exciting. And let me hear, now that we're finished, we made our predictions, we've given us all the information. We wish everybody lots of luck. Join our private league where there may be prizes, including dinner with Javier Cantero. So try for it. I just want to chastise you guys one more time for not getting dressed up. That was not the deal, but at least everyone got to see me here in my tuxedo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a once in a lifetime experience for sure.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That was nice. That was nice. We should do it more often.
We should do it more often. Then it wouldn't be once in a lifetime, though. guys, just do us all a favor. Like the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Share the podcast. Interact with us on social media, especially. There's not a lot of time from the time this comes out into the playing game, so be there with us. If you hear new injury news, share it on YouTube, on social media, everywhere. We'll be there. We'll be interacting. Join the private league. Do all the good things and help us keep growing this fantasy community. And we will be back here next week to talk about the actual playoffs. Maybe we should get dressed up for that. What do you think?
And we will have a surprise. We'll see.
Are we having a deal or what?
You guys can decide. Let me know. I've got one seat already.
Okay.